Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We're at a very interesting point in our lives. We have a choice. We can embrace the positivity around us. We can embrace the joy. Or we can embrace the people cutting us off in traffic. Welcome to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. Once again, thank you for sharing your Sunday with us here at LA Talk Radio, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Today we have a very special show lined up for you, as always. How can we not have a special show for such special people? There's just not such a thing as not a special show for such amazing people. Each and every single one of you are beautiful, divine, perfect, and aligned, right? What do we mean by that? Well, I guess we'll find out. Today's show really has to do with following your passion, following the spark that you have in your heart to do whatever it is that you may do, but not letting the idea of practicality get in the way of your dreams. It's very easy, especially in today's world, to settle. To decide, you know what, I'm not going to start that company, or I'm not going to follow that dream because, well, I just don't have time anymore. I have a mortgage to pay. I have car payments. If I don't have car payments, I have to put gas in the car. So, I mean, you know, you have people to support. You have many, many burdens, always. We don't call them burdens. We call them blessings. Right? But blessings are burdens. Burdens are blessings. They're all one and the same. Why? Because the things that become burdens teach us exactly more of what we want, the contrast. And the things that are blessings can sometimes cost us. So, today's show is really going to be focused on following that little navigational guidance system within yourself. Each and every single one of you has it. Some are more aware than others. Some do not have more than others, I believe. So I've learned. It is all just really up to the individual upon what they're willing to allow. We've talked about this before here on the Vibration Station many, many times. Law of attraction, art of allowing, you get what you give. You think positive, you get positive. You think negative, you get negative. Whatever, right? This is, kind of Law of Attraction 101. Today, what we're going to be talking about is the actual physical part of not following through with your dreams. The part where you had this idea and it inspired you so, so deeply. The part where you believed that this is your calling, but then something got in the way. You had to pay for something. You had to pay for someone. An experience happened. Maybe you got sick. Whatever it might be. Today's show revolves around refurbishing. And I guess you could say replanting a garden within yourself, which allows you that understanding that you can be, do, and have. That it's your right to be, do, and have anything and everything that you want. That you could possibly imagine bringing you joy, happiness, abundance, prosperity, expansion. It's your right to have all these things. It is very difficult with, everything on our backs, from housing to transportation to taking care of the people that we love. It's difficult to just not focus on providing, not focus on meeting, ends meet. But there does come a time where you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why am I here? Why am I living this life if I'm not enjoying and saturating myself every single moment in what I believe to be my favorite way to spend my time? So I think that this is a really powerful concept. If you want to call in today, by the way, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Call live on the air. We're going to be talking about finding a balance with juggling life and still following your dreams and your passions. We've talked about ideas similar before, but I'm really talking about making it happen. I'm not talking about just, having an idea and thinking about it and maybe putting some money into it and then, getting some friends, da 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 da, and then like letting it die. I'm talking about making it happen. And I'm not, and a really big aspect of this is how you treat your vibration throughout this entire process, right? There will be bumps. There will be difficult times. Times where you have to, I guess, say to yourself, is it worth, some call it a sacrifice, right? Is it worth sacrificing this money? Or is it worth sacrificing my time with this person? Or is it worth sacrificing this dream job? Whatever it is that you're weighing, right? There's this part of you that's begging to just make it happen. There's this part of you that knows, number one, that it's your right for it to happen, that it's your right for everything to work out perfectly for you. And number two, you need to not get broken down on the way to your success. What do I mean by that? Is in believing in yourself and in starting your own thing or your own company or your own movement or your own ideas, right? There will be people that will want to join you, help you. And then there will be people that will want to possibly oppose you, right? Maybe there's people that don't like what you're doing, or they're doing the same thing as you and they want to do it better than you, faster than you, bigger than you. All of this is just a projection. This is the point that I'm trying to get to. All of this is just a projection, right? Everything that you're experiencing is a projection of your relationship to that specific experience. So just know, if you can project in your consciousness, if you can project in your mind's eye and hold on to it that you are this person that you've always wanted to become. It's not that you're on your way to being. It's that you were born this person, you always have been this person, and you always will be this person. You're expanding into a greater more every single moment of every single day. You are becoming a greater person every single moment of every single day. It's just a matter of how much of that you're allowing in. So, this brings us full circle as to what we were talking about in regards to following what you know you're meant to be doing, but not letting the surrounding circumstances bring you down. This is a really fine line to walk, right? To balance everything, to manage everything, to believe in yourself, to pay the bills and maybe not currently have the money, but still tell yourself that everything's perfect and the money's coming. And, you know, it's really just a state of mind. It's really just a state of belief. It's a state of knowing. It's a state of allowing, right? It's alignment with the higher wholeness of who you are and who you always in every single moment have the potential of becoming. So when you become this higher you, when you allow more of the time, right? Not always. Are you always going to be this like super jolly, happy, stoked person 24/7 all the time? Absolutely not. That's not real. That's not normal. Nor would I even say that that's healthy. You need the contrast to expand into. You need to have the shitty times to feel and define for yourself more of the awesome times and the sweet, super dank, beautiful times that you have with your family and your friends. Your loved ones, meeting new people, whatever. So in this society where it's a constant fight, it's a constant, paddle, 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 got to pay for this, got to get that, got to go for that, want to go for that. Well, that's the way that a lot of people pursue. That's the way that a lot of people project. Right. When I talk, when I hear, when I speak with a lot of people, that's what I hear, is that a lot of people think that, you know, life is difficult. Life is supposed to be hard. You have to work hard for what you get. No. Okay. You just need to follow what you know you're meant to be doing. You have this in your body for a reason. You have this little tickle in your tummy that tells you, I want to take a right. I want to take that direction, or I want to start this, or I saw this vision and it stoked me out and I want to do it. You got to do it. You got to do it for a reason. It's because that is who you are. Happiness is you, right? Anything outside of joy and like feeling excited, passionate, compassionate, expansive. That's you. That's you, but it's pinching. It's pinching the bigger you are. So that knowing in you that says, go do that, go start that, make that company, start that invention, tie that key to that kite and put it in the air. that's divine. That's the divine you, homies. It's the divine you. That is the divine inner you. Brothers and sisters, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like the God force you that's telling you. It's like a navigational system. It's a compass. People talk about a compass, right? Christopher Columbus would have never been able to, you know, sail the seven seas had he not had a compass. You know what I'm saying? So, like, each and every single one of us has a compass. It's an inner compass, and that inner compass is our emotional system. It's our emotional guidance system, right? So what I'm planting in you is the idea that when you feel this desire to do something, do it, and do not find a practical reason why it's not going to work or why it's not going to succeed. Do you know there's like so many ways for you totally not to succeed at all? But do you know that there's like so many more ways for you to succeed? It's almost like success is inevitable. It's a matter of if you're just open to it, right? You're succeeding even if you don't think that, even if you think that you aren't succeeding, because in that lack of succeeding, you're gaining more and defining more clearly of what you want to experience and who you want to be. So once you get over this idea of, you know, I'm failing or whatever it is, you're succeeding. You're like, oh my gosh, I've just defined for myself so much more of who I want to be through my experiences of who I did not want to be. This brings us back to a day-to-day momentum, people. This brings us back to, like, I mean, you wake up every single morning, you know, you go to your work, you go to your job. How do you treat that? It's not what you're doing, it's how you're doing it. Are you like, ugh, I hate to be here, right? I don't like to be here. That's like that same consciousness of like losing, of not gaining. You're not in a gain consciousness when you're like, I hate going to work. This sucks, you know? Don't have hate in your heart. That's terrible. But it's a contrast. Leads you to love. So my point is, if we can have these contrasting experiences that show us maybe we don't resonate so deeply with what we're doing now, it can only plant this delicious garden of what you do want. It will only lead you on the path of least resistance if you allow it to. What does that mean, path of least resistance? It will lead you on the path of receiving all of the things that you have always wanted to receive but never known how, through simply believing that you can receive them. You don't need to tell the universe how things are going to come to you. You don't need to tell or make this cosmic plan for yourself. You just need to follow your emotional guidance system in your heart, in your DNA in your neurons, that like when you feel good in your nerves and the neural nets of your brain, when you feel good, you're creating space for that potential for everything you want to manifest. So follow that little spark in your heart. And when you do follow that little spark in your heart, people will see that, and people will follow that, and people will attract to that, and people will love that, and people will be inspired by that, and people will want to be, do, and have what it is that you know. Very, very empowering stuff. Super, super empowering stuff, right? Okay, so here's another aspect of it. So when you do start following your passions, you do start following your dreams, things start taking off for you. What happens when people start following you? What happens when people start wanting to help you and aid and assist you? Right? But then maybe somebody starts to take advantage of you. Someone, something, an organization, an individual. No matter what is happening in your experience, no matter where you are, whether you are on your way to creating your empire or whether you have created your empire and you're being taken advantage of and you're worried or whatever, it is all revolving around your current state of being. If you'd like to call in on the air live, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Phone lines are open. Once again, 323-203-0815. We love and appreciate each and every single one of you. We have a caller on the air. We're going to take this. You are live on the Vibration Station. How are we doing today, and who are we speaking with?
Hi, Dave. It's Lily.
Lily! Hi. How you doing, Sister Lily?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. We, of course, as always, send our unconditional love and appreciation from our hearts to yours.
Aw, thanks. Well, I love your show. My friend kind of turned me on to you
about
a month ago.
Nice.
And I love, you know, listening to you and all your positive compliments for everybody and really helping people, you know.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
I love that.
Thank you so much, Lily. That means the world. Really appreciate that.
But I wanted to talk about something that's going on with me, and I thought maybe you could help me with it.
Please, please talk to me. That's what we're here for, Lils.
I kind of started up a business a little while ago, and it's just my own passion. When I was in middle school, I loved beading. Beading.
Oh.
I created bracelets
very nice.
All of my friends.
Oh, very nice.
And I love making jewelry. And I have always been beading. I'm like 18 now. And I've always been beading and making beautiful jewelry. And but I have another job because I have to, you know, pay for my car. And
of course.
I want to kind of get out of the house, you know.
This is exactly what we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a waitress, and I make pretty good tips.
Nice.
But I have to keep that job because my beading business is, you know, I have to go out, you know, on weekend days and go to trade shows and sell my jewelry.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I just want to share with you, you talk about dreams.
Yes.
I always really literally have had dreams about walking through forests or like sandy beaches and finding jewels.
Wow.
You know, I
That's
find
cool.
jewels and I collect them.
Wow.
And I find jewels. The really good feeling dreams. I have them a lot. I've always had them. So I thought, this is my brain telling me that I have to create beautiful jewelry.
That's awesome.
So I do have really pretty creations that I've made, like necklaces and bracelets. And a friend of mine, I share a table with her at trade shows. And I do sell things pretty well. But my problem is that everybody else seems to be, like, copying me now that I go to trade shows. I see other beaders and jewelry designers.
I see.
Because I'm like you. I believe in, you know, certain kinds of stones that carry energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I use a lot of amethyst. I use a lot of crystals.
That's cool.
And things like that. And so I have sort of a spiritual, you know, kind of business design.
Absolutely.
Like you talk about.
That's awesome.
I'm getting frustrated because I am one person and I don't have the tools to have a lot of people helping me. I'm by myself and this is my passion, but I can't quit my job.
Right. Okay.
And I'm out there every weekend working. And I'm getting frustrated because people kind of copy my design for my work, and it's mine.
Well, it sounds like...
So what do I do?
Well,
I don't know.
Lily, first of all, thank you so much for calling into the Vibration Station on LA Talk Radio. We love and appreciate you. First things first, you're a hustler, sister. That's just what you are. you are a hustler, meaning that... You have a dream, and you're going to do whatever it takes to make that dream come true. The fact that you have, you know, a job during the day, which is keeping you supported, that should be encouraging you, giving you that platform of saying that, you know what, I have this. I don't need to worry about other things right now. I don't need to worry about pushing my business and making it happen right now because my livelihood depends on it. I'm not going to be able to feed my, you know, it's like you have a job, you have a platform. Be grateful for that. Okay. Number two, I would say maybe do you currently have you started a website, like an online store, or have you put your stuff on like Etsy or a Big Cartel or some merchant online merchant store like that where it already has a lot of traffic? And
I have just word of mouth, and I have Instagram and
right.
stuff. But
beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, I haven't spent a lot of money on a big website, but
and I understand.
I'm planning on doing that.
And I understand not wanting to spend a lot of money to start up a big website and pay a monthly fee and all that. Right. So, what I would say to you is you know, first of all, that's awesome that you're sticking to what you love to do. That's power right there.
Yeah.
Second of all, I think that it would be. It'd be a really great idea. You don't even need to start your own website. Just put your jewelry, okay, put your jewelry on merchant accounts that already have a lot of traffic, and then use keywords. Use keywords like beads, jewelry, whatever. But then what I would do is put your own little name on top of it. You know, say, you know, Lily Jewelry or whatever it might be. You know, if you don't already have that, right? So this and then third, what I would say is the most important of all, okay? And Lily, I have made this mistake many, many times in the past, so I'm speaking from personal experience, okay? You have to be super content and grateful for where you are right now in the moment, regardless of who's taking advantage of you or who is you think is copying you or wants to get at you or what you don't have available to you. You can't think about that. You need to be ultimately grateful for what you have, where you are, and where you're going. If you have the willpower to start a jewelry business in the first place, then you have the willpower to create something that millions and millions of people will love, regardless of whether it's jewelry, whether it's toilet papers, whether it's an armpit new type of deodorant. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like my point is, you know, like I was talking about earlier on the show, Lily, we have these passions literally in our DNA. We feel this energy. You know, before you started your jewelry business, what sparked you to go to the jewelry store and get the jewels and get the strings and start doing it and get the table and go to the shows? It was a passion. It was a fire. It was this knowing where, like, if you do this, you will get attention and you will have fun. That's just what it's all about.
I have fun. I love creating new jewelry. I love it. I love making, you know, jewelry pieces. I love it. I love creating and putting colors together and stones and I love making money too. Not much, but I love making money from my creation. So I've been doing this, like I said, since I was about 13, maybe 14.
Wow. Well, it's your time, sister. It's your time to break.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It is. You know, go on.
Should I get a website or...
Absolutely.
Should I try to get a website and then...
You got to. See, a website also in a situation like this, and listeners, this goes for all entrepreneurs. This goes for not even entrepreneurs. This goes for all people that have a dream that just want to start something. Every single person has a dream, right? Every single person has something that they want to do. You know, it's just about creating what you see in your mind and making it a reality, and just building the blocks to doing what it takes to make it that reality. For example, Lily, if you see this storefront, this bead storefront in your mind where it's your beads and you have retail locations worldwide or whatever, or one retail location that's awesome, you know, whatever it might be. Imagine, just think about it in your head. Act like you have the location. Talk like you own this place, you know, like not egotistical, not narcissistic, but empowering, inspiring. There's a huge, huge difference, and people feel the difference between believing in yourself and replacing the belief in yourself with narcissism, right? If you can walk in the place and show your jewels off, wear your jewelry and say, yeah, this just comes from my heart. I just love to do this, bam, bam. Give them a card. Make an awesome card. You know, get a cool like logo and a little thing going that just defines you. It when you create something that's personal and customized to you, that's your baby, it's like it makes you feel whole, you know? So if you don't already have those things, definitely do that. And a website is a wonderful first step to a storefront, because an online store is the same thing as a retail location minus the building to walk into.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And websites really aren't that expensive. You can find a bunch of different websites, you know.
Right.
A bunch of different website hosts for very, very cheap every month to where you can sell. You know, it's just about getting yourself out there and above all, believing in yourself and being grateful for where you are. That's
right.
It, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think.
I agree. I believe in my work, but sometimes I get kind of down when I see other people have copied, and I see the same people at the trade shows, and I go and look at their stuff. I work with, you know, girlfriends who help me sell my jewelry, but
that's really,
I'll walk
that's
around
cool.
And I'll see some of the other people I know and am familiar with, and I start seeing some of my work, you know, in their work, and I think, but it was my idea, but it was
right.
My stuff.
Stuff that you've done.
And I'm feeling, I don't want to feel angry, I don't want to feel, you know, I just don't want to resent them, but I just feel like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess that's what business is about, is competition. But I just don't want to feel that.
But it shouldn't, you know, I guess this just popped into my head, Lily. It's like, I guess, just because, okay. First of all, if they're copying your stuff, you're obviously doing something right. Okay, if they're copying your stuff, you obviously have the eye for it. You obviously have that vibration of knowing what the people like and knowing what you want to create. You know what I'm saying? Is like, if they're copying your stuff, take it as a compliment. You know, take it as a compliment and you know, understand that what you are creating is the first steps to possibly a whole new fad. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
whether people are conscious of whether you did it or not is not the point, I guess. That's, we need to remind ourselves, and I need to remind myself in many cases as well, in similar situations, that's ego. Wanting the recognition is ego. But at the same time, when you create something, you rightly deserve the recognition for that. So here's where the universe and I meet. This is what I think, okay?
Right.
If you believe in yourself and you believe in what you're doing is inspiring to other people enough so that other people start copying what you're doing, then what you're doing is, then anything you do, you have within yourself the ability to create and navigate anything for anyone to love from any platform. So I guess don't look back on that and be like, oh, dang, they're taking my stuff and now they're becoming competition, even though I started that, that was my thing. Now, like, they're taking my stuff and making it their own, like, and making money off it, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel your momentum.
Right.
Instead of looking at that and getting resentful, be like, you know what? Number one, I gave these people the opportunity to make money by inspiring them through my dream. I brought abundance and prosperity into these people's lives through following my highest excitement and through the laws of the universe, I have to be compensated for doing so. As long as I believe that what I'm doing is right, as long as I believe that what I'm doing is inspirational and in alignment with the wholeness of who I am, ever expanding into more, the universe has to deliver to me the results that I want to receive. That's it. You just can't let the people that take your ideas roll with them and, you know, start making their own. You can't let them get you down, and you got to see that they're just copying your inspiration. And if anything, it is you were a blessing to them because you gave them a new means of abundance.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. And the universe recognizes that wholeheartedly. You recognize that wholeheartedly. And the next thing you know, you're a freaking messiah, you know?
Right. So. God, that helped me so much. Thank you so much.
Aw, thanks, Lily. Well,
I feel a lot better about myself.
You helped me so much.
Oh, thanks. But I love your show, and I just keep up the good work, and you know, I'm reading about you on LA Talk Radio right now, and
you're so
sweet.
You
have done a lot. You are. I don't know how old you are, but you are amazing.
You're
inspirational. Yes. and. Wow.
Well, you're very sweet, Lily. That's very kind of you. That's very, very kind of you, and that touches my heart. Really, really. No, you just got to do what you love. You just got to follow your highest excitements and your highest passions, and everything else in the universe will fall into perfect alignment.
Yeah, I agree, because I think my anger and my frustration and my sometimes jealousy, I have to admit.
Yes.
It's in my way.
Absolutely.
It gets in my way.
Absolutely.
I have to keep doing what I do and believing in it and make a website and just keep following my passion and what I'm really good at. I'm really good at it. It's really good. So I have to do that.
Yeah, you do. Thank you so much, Lily, for calling in to the Vibration Station. We love and appreciate you with every single vibrating molecule of our bodies. And yeah, listen, sister, you go ahead, shoot me an email of the name of your stuff, and yeah, I'll love to check it out, and we'll talk more on getting people aware of what you're doing. So that's
really
what it's all about. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes.
You made my day. You made my year.
You're the best, Lily. Hey. You make ours. Thank you for being a wonderful listener.
We love you.
Love you. Have a wonderful day, Lils. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was wonderful. Once again, Lily, thank you so much for calling in. We could not have the show without your amazing, amazing energy. Listeners, we love you guys. You see, that's what we're talking about here, is there is always a potential to make any situation into a blessing. That is the beauty of the human experience. I guess that's the beauty of understanding this aspect of the human experience. And that is what I personally have dedicated my life to, is understanding it better to the best of my ability and, you know, just shining the light on people so they could get a glimpse of what I've proved to myself. Really, really interesting stuff, guys. So, love you all. Here's where we stand. I'm going to play a track for you. It's really, really powerful. Chances are good. I know that you guys know Chances Are Good. If you are, obviously, avid Vibration Station listener, aren't we all? The reason why we love Chances is because, you know, it's really in alignment with what we talk about here on the show. The song is Who Am I? It's very, very powerful. Listen to the lyrics. Love you guys. Chances are good. Who am I? Bandcamp. Yes.
The question, am is the essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question, am is the essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Back in the day, there was a great sage by the name Maharshi. He didn't preach, all he ever did say was ask yourself the question, who am I, then stay present and ignore any answers. That's just your brain cancer, the story narrator, the conflict instigator, the one they call the mind. Make him face the mirror, who am I? Repeat it like a mantra until ego throws a tantrum and gets booted out this mansion. And now there's no more question. I am that I am essence before the manifested of the sun, earth, and fleshes. I am his total presence. If all of life's a painting, then I am is this canvas. Prior to the brushstrokes, consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal? Hollow whole finumeral. You see the tight conundrum, cause it's both sides of the pendulum, subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match, love to love, the place is packed, but all the games are just an act. The ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back, so he thinks that he is that body, mind, vehicle. I am is ethereal, fueling all materials, totally invisible, so go beyond the physical. Who am I? The mystical. Who said that? The ego still follow to that hollow tube, the piece of bliss inside. Solitude, the only one cannot be two. The duel is in your mind, dude. None of this is actual, it's all matter factual. Matter is still malleable, so molded into vacuum holes. Beautiful and magical, I am is behind it all. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. I read about this yogi Christ that doesn't eat or drink. He sits in lotus all night without a wink of sleep. He gets his sustenance straight from this oxygen. High up in the Himalayas, sitting on a mountain. They say that he's older than most of these boulders. That his body sits on, he exists in all dimensions. A time and space magician, a master over Maya. He's burning up these thoughts of all your wants and desires. See, no storm can touch him, he abides inside the nothing. Emanating peace and bliss all throughout existence. So sit and meditation long enough and you can feel him transmitting heightened consciousness to all his loving children, to all the ones around the globe seeking source and letting go. You're about to fill the role, cause Babaji is getting old. It's time for him to make the shift back into the infinite. He's gonna hold the space for us so we can all enlighten up. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence.
All right, people. Chances are good. Make sure to check him out. Google search Chances Are Good, or you can go on to bandcamp.com/chances are good. So, really good stuff. I want to remind you guys of something. The basis of everything that exists is vibrational. What did I just say? The basis of everything that exists is vibrational. What does that mean? Everything is potential. Vibrating potential. Molecular, vibrational potential. Well, then what creates reality? Thought, belief, momentum, energy. Molecular vibration, fulfilling in to potential. Wait, what does that mean? If I think I'm prosperous, the potential vibrational space potential of my molecular state of being becomes prosperous. That's what I'm talking about. If I feel impoverished, the potential, the vibrational potential of my molecules in my body will then vibrate me to a reality of poverty, right? Like I just explained with prosperity. Same idea. If I feel like my ideas and my creations should be and will be shared to the world, however many people that might be, let it be 5, let it be 5 billion, doesn't matter. Whatever you think, there is vibrational potential in your molecular structure and in the molecular structure that creates the planet and the surroundings existing around you, that is fulfilled by your belief in what you think you deserve at that moment in time. Vibrational potential, right? Everything that exists in this universe is vibrational. Me, my body, the molecules that create my body, the desks, the cars, the billboards, the streets, the planet, space, it's all molecules vibrating together, creating a certain physical structure in a non-physical way, right? Vibrational potential, electrons, neutrons, electrons. Electrons. So, what does this mean? You can be and do and have anything that you damn well please. If you just stop finding an excuse not to have it, the vibrational potential of your reality will fill in. If you ask any leader in the world, right? Don't ask me how I know this. If you ask any leader in the world, did you believe that you could do this before you did it? Of course they're going to say, yeah, duh. They're not going to be like, no, I didn't think that I could lead a bunch of people. Like, I didn't believe in myself. Like, no. They're like, yeah, I'm the leader. That's my role. Generals, whatever. Generals of, I'm not saying that war is good in any way, shape, or form. But what I'm saying is, like, the role, the CEO of the company, right? Who, you play a role, but that role is fulfilled by who you think you are. By who you think you are in your head. You can change your role by the vibrational content of what you're thinking, by what you're outputting. It's not going to change by the snap of a finger instantaneously. It changes the more you believe, the more you start to feel, the more you start to pivot yourself in that direction, the more momentum starts to create. Bada boom, bada bing. You start getting little glimpses and experiences that are delivered to you that prove to you that you're starting to pivot in that direction, right? Do me a favor. If you want more money, try this. Every single time you think of money, instead, or better yet, carry around like a $100 bill. I got this from a teacher from one of the teachings that I listened to, of course. Abraham Hicks, you can listen. She coined this idea. Take a $100 bill, put it in your wallet, or take something that represents a $100 bill and put it in your wallet, and vibrationally spend that $100 bill every single time you want to. So, let's say you're walking around, you see a pair of shoes you like. Buy those shoes. But fake buy the shoes. Like look at the shoes, maybe try them on if you want. Look at them. But in your head, take the $100, look at the $100 and say, okay, I'm going to buy the shoes. And then pretend like you're buying them. Feel the feeling of buying the $100 shoes. And then you go on, whatever. Do your next thing. You see something you like, pretend like you buy it. Just go up to it, pretend like you're going to feel like you're going to buy it, right? That's how you, and then all of a sudden do that after a week, couple weeks, couple days. You'll notice you'll find a little bit of money on the ground. You'll get a little raise at work. Things start happening. You start believing in that shit enough. Damn, you'll start winning the lottery. Like, people just come to you with opportunities. It's crazy. It is crazy. It's amazing. We live in a vibrational universe. Believe in yourself and follow your passions. that really is the basis of what we're talking about. Let me say that one more time. Whoa, we live in a vibrational universe. Believe in yourself and follow your passions, right? It's a lot of power right there. It's a lot of power right there. People, lovers, and friends, this once again is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. That's at Good Vibe Station. I love each and every single one of you with all of my heart. And I know you are vibrating towards all of your dreams. I love you guys, and I'll see you next Sunday.